Old business, conditional use number 1862, Nanticoke Shores Associates LLC. Mr. Lank.
Morning again.
Good morning, sir. It's always good seeing you.
Especially that tie.
Nice tie.
Appropriate.
Very nice.
On June 15th, I sent an email to Mr. Baker, or again, I said email again. Memo, memorandum, whatever the right word is. In reference to the Nanticoke Shores Associates application for conditional use. The application is conditional use number 1862. It's an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district to replace 260 mobile home lots with 367 seasonal RV camper sites. To be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 138 acres, more or less, lying at the northeast of Long Neck Road, also known as Route 22, 1 mile east of Potnetz Road, also known as Road 22C. The memorandum makes reference to the report of the Planning and Zoning Commission. It also makes reference to the minutes of the council meeting of March 22nd of 2011, which were attached. It was also provided some suggested findings of fact in the positive, which you requested a few weeks ago, and some suggested conditions of approval, since it's the typical council action and preference to make motions of approval in the positive rather than negative for some reason.
Okay.
So before you, as I said, I have a copy of the report of the commission. It takes up several pages. The recommendation on February 24th, the commission held a public hearing. On March 24th of 2011, they discussed the application under old business. Mr. Johnson stated he would move that the commission recommend denial of conditional use 1862 for Nanticoke Shores Associates LLC for the following reasons. One, the application is a request to transform 260 previously approved manufactured home lots that are in undeveloped areas of a manufactured home park and do 367 seasonal RV camper sites. The area to be used for seasonal RV sites are interspersed within the overall area of the manufactured home park and are not a completely separate section of it, being the manufactured home park. Two, seasonal RV sites area not compatible with manufactured home parks. There was testimony in the record that many of the manufactured home lots are the primary year-round residences of the park tenants. The creation of a seasonal RV camper sites would adversely affect the neighboring and its surrounding manufactured home lots. Three, the creation of 367 seasonal RV camper sites is an unacceptable increase in density of 107 new lots or units in comparison with the existing 260 lots that are currently approved for the area. Four, although DLDOT has determined that traffic will be decreased as a result of the planned development, DLDOT's findings are based upon a yearly average. Instead, 367 seasonal RV camper sites will generate more traffic during the summer season when traffic congestion already exists in the Long Neck area than the approved 260 manufactured home units would. Five, no parties appeared in support of the application. There was substantial testimony in opposition to it. Relevant testimony included the effect on property values, increased traffic within the existing park above and beyond that what would have been generated by the 260 approved lots, concerns about security, the incompatibility of seasonal RV campers and their owners with year-round residents, the existing condition of the park and its roads and amenities, and the worsening effect of the campsites and their visitors on them all, and the expectation of the current homeowners and tenants that the park would remain a manufactured home park as it is currently approved and used. Mr. Johnson added number six, I am not satisfied that there is a need for additional RV camper sites in the area of Sussex County, especially if it results in a loss of manufactured homing or housing sites. There was a motion, second. carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be denied for the reasons stated, and that motion carried unanimously 5-0. The second part of the packet is a copy of the minutes of the council as it related to conditional use number 1862, whereby the commission or council had deferred action. Hate to have to read it to you, but that's the process. I have some suggested findings of fact and conditions of approval for conditional use number 1862. And I will add that there was there was some findings of fact and some conditions offered by the applicants in the record. So I took their findings and switched them around just a little bit, but not major. One, this is an application for a conditional use in an AR1 agriculture residential district to create a 371 site campground RV park. The property is owned by Nanticoke Shores Associates, LLC. The project as applied for would replace a 260 presently undeveloped manufactured home lot portion of the manufactured home community known as Rehoboth Shores with a 371 unit campsite RV park on 50.81 acres more or less in Indian River 100, Sussex County, and lying on the northeasterly side of Long Neck Road.
Excuse me, Mr. Lank.
Sir.
Is that 367? I noticed the ordinance states that, and previously you had mentioned 367.
Yep, that's wrong. That's a typo. My mistake. I'm not sure. I think the 371 was in their findings. That's where I got it from.
Okay.
And I have it to verify if you'd like.
Everybody saw that was one eye.
I read it, and I'm saying it's not what I just read. Anyway, or was I? Okay, two. This is a redevelopment of a portion of a manufactured home park, and in the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan 2008 update, the property is identified for purposes of future land use as a growth zone, environmentally sensitive developing area. The recommended density and uses set out in Table 8 are met by this application. Three, the strategies for state policies and spending identify the property as investment level 2 and 3, which encourages development of single-family dwellings and encourages tourism. Four, the applicant has responded appropriately to the plus comments. Five, the project is consistent with the purposes and goals of the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan 2008 update, since it, one, promotes economic development, two, promotes tourism, and three, is consistent with the character and trend of development in the Long Neck area. Six, there is a demonstrated need for additional campground RV parks in the area, since all such facilities in the Long Neck area are or have been full for a number of years. Nearby developments such as Leisure Point and Oak Forest demonstrate that manufactured homes and RVs and campers work well in the same community if properly designed and planned. Seven, at present, retail sales and placement of manufactured homes and rental manufactured home communities are slow. In the past 2 years in this community, only three vacant lots were leased and new manufactured homes put in place, while at the same time, 33 manufactured homes were repossessed by creditors. There will remain 80 vacant developed manufactured homes in this community. Whether this represents affordable housing opportunities in this present economy and lending climate is uncertain. Six, public investment in infrastructure will be avoided because the project will be served by wastewater treatment by Sussex County and with potable water by Long Neck Water Company, a water utility regulated by the Public Service Commission. Additionally, the project will require far less than the 260 SOAR EDUs already assigned to the property. More than 160 EDUs will be available for use elsewhere in the Long Neck Sanitary SOAR District if this project is constructed. Nine, the concerns and objections of residents, neighbors, and manufactured home tenants in the area and the recommendations of the Planning and Zoning Commission have been carefully considered. And with the conditions and limitations imposed on this approval, There will be no adverse impact on property values, and the current residents of Rehoboth Shores will be benefited by the fact that the RV park will be closed for at least 5 months during the year, and traffic within and outside Rehoboth Shores will be thereby reduced. The community will be no more densely developed than if the 260 undeveloped manufactured home lots were developed and filled with manufactured homes. Using the roads and amenities of the community 12 months per year, and revenues from this project would contribute to community improvements for all residents. 10, with a vegetated earthen berm, indigenous trees, and fencing, the project will be screened from view for the existing manufactured home community and the neighboring Bay City manufactured home community. 11, there will be no impact on schools or other public facilities since the project will be seasonal only. In fact, traffic generated by this project and other impacts, if any, will be less than traffic generated by a developed 260-lot manufactured home community. 12, the project meets the requirements of the environmentally sensitive developing district overlay zone. No wetlands will be disturbed, no timber or forest of value will be disturbed. Stormwater and sedimentation and erosion control will follow best management practices. And 13, this recommendation of approval of conditional use 1862 is subject to the following conditions. Condition number one, the maximum number of campground RV sites is 260 rather than 367. The same number as approved but undeveloped manufactured home sites. Two, all entrances and other road improvements shall be constructed as required by DLDOT. Three, interior streets shall be designed in accordance with Sussex County street design requirements. Four, the project will be served by the Long Neck Sanitary Sewer District and the Long Neck Water Company. Five, stormwater management and sediment erosion control facilities shall be constructed in accordance with applicable state and county requirements and maintained using best management practices. Six, any road naming and addressing shall be subject to the approval of Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. Seven, the applicant shall cooperate and coordinate with the state and county emergency preparedness offices to develop and implement an emergency evacuation plan. Eight, the project will be surrounded by a 50-foot vegetated buffer with a 6-foot earthen berm planted with it. Indigenous trees and the perimeter of the property shall be fenced with a security gate at the entrance to the campground RV park with appropriate security lighting, and shall include a separate office for this project with appropriate directional signage. Nine, the campground RV park may open no earlier than March 15 each year and shall close no later than October 31st each year. And 10, since the number of campground RV sites is being reduced, and again that 371 comes up. Is being reduced from the requested 367 sites to 260 sites. The applicant shall provide revised preliminary site plan showing the intended site layout and either depicting or noting the conditions of approval on it for review by the Planning and Zoning Commission. The project shall comply with all requirements of Chapter 115, Article 24, Section 115-172H for conditional use park or campground. 11, there shall not be any tent camping. And 12, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission upon receipt of all appropriate agency approval. And I apologize for my 371, which is actually 367.
I think with all this you had to put together, that we'll accept that.
Yeah.
I think that was in their copy, but I have to look at it and say. So I tried to offer some, by using the applicant's findings and a little bit of revision, some suggested findings and conditions of approval for council's consideration.
Thank you, sir. We've heard the report from Mr. Lank and the suggested findings of fact and condition of approval, condition number 1862. What is the pleasure of council? You want to read the heading and move forward, or?
Read the title with these suggested findings of facts and conditions.
An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district to replace 260 mobile home lots with 367 seasonal RV camper sites to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 50.81 acres of a 138-acre tract, subject to conditions 1 through 11 as read by Mr. Lang.
12, sorry.
Oh, excuse me, 1 through 12?
Got one on the back.
One on the back, 1 through 12, I'm sorry.
So moved. With the conditions.
We have a motion to approve with the conditions as read by Mr. Lang. Do we have a second on the motion?
I'll second.
Have a second on the motion. Any questions on the motion? Not, we'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
I can't vote for that because this is like changing the rules in the middle of the game or changing your horse in midstream. And we do stood for encouraging moderately priced housing for the working people in this county. And we've approved many units, but they haven't been built, to my knowledge. And the one moderately priced rental unit that was approved is on a landfill, hasn't been built yet. Manufactured housing parks do offer moderately priced and affordable priced homes. And I concur with planning and zoning, and I think it should be denied for the very reasons that they gave.
Mr. Cole.
I'll vote no because I believe it's also not compatible RV lots and manufactured home lots. And I think it would adversely affect the year-round residents in the existing park. I do not support the increase in density. Seasonal RV sites impact the seasonal traffic patterns. Again, use of during the peak season will have obviously a negative effect and will bring additional traffic to the area. Also, transient residents are more mobile. They're using roadways more often. They're coming and going. They're on vacation, and so the seasonal resident versus a year-round resident, it's much different. There is a need that exists, I think, in coastal Sussex County for RV sites, but not seasonal ones. I think what we need is there's a drastic need for transient sites where the people could come in for a couple days and families coming in and coming and going, not the seasonal sites. They end up becoming just more of a permanent type housing, it seems. And I agree with the testimony relating to the possible effects on the property values and the quality of life of the permanent residents of the park. And I think it is important to remember that the current residents invested money in this park based on a county-approved plan for this community to be a mobile home park, a manufactured housing park, not an RV park. So I don't think it's not appropriate to change the approved plan. And I believe it would set a bad precedent. So my vote is no.
Mr. Phillips.
Every application that we hear is about changing the rules as defined by our code. The question is, does this help the property owner without an undue burden on the community while helping the economy? Without any question, this does exactly that. It will provide a great opportunity for the economy. It will not disturb wetlands, not disturb the timber or the forest of value. It will have no impact on the schools, unlike the existing approval, which would put a burden on the schools. This is within the investment level 2 and 3, as defined by the state strategy policy. And part of that is it encourages tourism, which this will do. It also promotes, as I said, and according to our comprehensive plan, promotes the economic development, promotes tourism, is consistent with the character and trend of development in the Long Neck area. I vote yes with the conditions.
Mr. Wilson.
Well, I'm going to vote yes on this project. I look at one thing. He is the owner of this park is paying about $14,000 a year in taxes. Instead of homes coming in, he's losing homes. Homes are going out. So there's not a demand for mobile homes. It's pretty obvious if there was a demand for mobile homes, he'd be getting mobile homes there. He wouldn't need these RVs. So as look at this thing, I can see that this would be, it's sort of fair to him because he made a lot of investment. He's got land there, he's invested, he's made some streets there and the thing, and he's And he's also agreed to put in a 50-foot vegetation buffer, a 6-foot earthen berm planted with all kinds of trees. He's offered to set it way back. He's offered to put up a fence, a 6-foot fence, and all these things to make it attractive. He's went way out of his way to try to work with the other people that's in the park. And I just don't see the reasoning that we can just say, because I think it's too much traffic, which the DOT has said there's not going to be as much traffic. And I can almost see it. There's some arguments say, well, I'd rather have somebody move in and out. In and out would create more traffic, and they're not going to stay around and spend much money anyway. So I'm not sure that we don't create more traffic. So usually these people that ride around in RVs, most people I know are good people. They're not, they got some money, or they wouldn't be traveling from one area to another. So I can't see where it's going to pull this area down. So I'm going to vote yes.
Okay.
You again.
I will also, I will agree that when I first read this and the proposal of 367 sites as compared to 260 were approved, I had a concern about that. But having seen now that the application has come back with a recommendation that's going to be 260 for the camp RV sites, which is the same as approved before, that I like that. It also concerns me that in the last 2 years, only 3 vacant lots have been leased with new homes, and 33 have been repossessed. That's a concern. The fact that we're going to put a the other thing I had a concern about was, were these going to be rotting bodies, homes all the time in and out of there? But apparently that's been answered, because there's going to be a separate road access, a separate separate gate, a separate building for the people going out of. With the earthen berm, the trees, the fencing, I think we addressed most of those issues. Also the fact that in the summertime, when I am in my little mobile home in Fenwick Island, somewhere near Treasure Beach, which is the largest campground in the state probably, I see this every day, people in and out of there. I think this is something that could work, will work, and I think it hopefully will help the economy. So I'm going to vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Mr. Mike Izzo, Millville Sanitary Sewer District, Northwest Expansion, Contract 11-02.